Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hulu Plus. Yes, Hulu Plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Try it now and get a cool special deal, a free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. And now, can I have a timpani?
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Are you feeling it, Oscar?
I'm feeling it.
Are you feeling it?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what we're feeling?
No.
The Super Bowl hangover.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean,
I thought I was just depressed.
No, you're sad because football season is over, but I've got your solution. All you have to do is look forward to baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And you know who knows baseball? We have a new baseball analyst on staff at the Mike O'Mara Show.
On retainer?
Yes. Former President Bill Clinton.
How are you?
Hi, Bill. Oh,
Slick Willie.
It's great to see you guys.
I saw you on Fox Sports. You love analyzing sports.
I love sports analysis. It's a secret that the cat's out of the bag now.
And then you have a lot of secrets, I know.
I do.
But this one you've let go.
I've let this one completely out of the bag, and I do enjoy my sports.
You do love sports. Now, yes. Are you prepared to talk about baseball?
It's not as good a voice of Bill Clinton as I've done in the past.
No, I think it's great. Bill, did you have a big Super Bowl party?
I had a very good time.
It's depleted, Bill.
Depleted Bill is fine. No, I just had to get that out of the way. I'm so happy to be here with you, Oscar, and you, Rob, and everybody else that really cares about sports in America.
Why are you biting your lip?
I like to make a point. I like to stress the seriousness of what I'm saying by going,
Mr. Clinton? Or, yes. I'm sorry, Mr. President. How disrespectful of me. I apologize.
Yes, I appreciate that. Yeah. That's very nice of you to correct that. You know, people still occasionally refer to me as Mr. Clinton. And I said, I'd like you to be aware of my title I earned several years back. Thank you very much.
Now, twice you've earned it.
Yes, I have twice.
May I call you Bill, though?
I was re-elected.
But we're co-workers.
Yes, we
so
are.
Can I call you Bill?
Call me Bill. If I give you permission, you may.
Mr. President.
Hello, Oscar.
So you might have tipped your hands years ago when your presidential library opened up. And
yes.
There's actual sports pub right there.
There's a sports pub. I enjoy watching television sports, and I watch television sports as well as sports live whenever I get the opportunity. And now,
what do you prefer? Do you prefer live sports or television sports?
Oh, I like live.
Do you?
You see, a man of my stature gets those kind of perks where I get to sit in the front row.
And you put on a sweater?
Put on a sweater.
I like when you're the sweater guy.
The incredible athletic camaraderie, and of course, let's not forget the cheerleaders.
Did you
Hallelujah.
Have you ever played the game?
No, I have not.
Really? Why not?
I've not played any game. I was, during my college formative years, I was smoking a tremendous amount of weed.
And I also know there was one sport you did love.
Yes.
The sport of active love.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Sheet games, as I used to call them. I certainly enjoyed the sheep games. I really did.
Mr. President.
Yes, Oscar Santana.
There's an issue with concussions in NFL football.
So yes. True.
Is there an issue with concussions in sheep games?
Only if you're wearing those satin ones and you slide around and hit the headboard.
Oh, satin sheets.
Yes, but you know, you can talk about football, but football's in the rear view mirror.
What we want to talk about is baseball. We brought you on as our baseball analyst.
Anything you need to know. You know, people are amazed at my depth of knowledge and my detail when it comes to sports analysis.
What's your favorite team?
I like all the teams. I can't come out and pick a favorite.
Very political answer.
You have to be diplomatic when you're in my position. I do have some theories on individual players, though.
Can you give us a thumbnail sketch of some of the players to watch in this year's season?
Well, there's a player I've always had my eye on. His name is Mike Trout.
Right?
Oh.
Smell like fish.
Mike Trout of the Anaheim Angels.
What can you tell me about Mike Trout?
I will tell you that. The Anaheim Angels. I love that. I believe at age 22, he's already a two-time runner-up, who's maybe still getting better. After his superlative 2012, in which he hit .326, .399, .564, and led the majors in runs and stolen bases, and an AL and OPS plus .168, he actually improved in 2013. How about that?
It's amazing that the president is doing this off the top of his head.
Terrific guy. He'll play center field full-time, where he's most comfortable and most valuable, and I believe Mike Trout's going to take home the MVP.
Wow, how about
that?
Take home the what?
Pay.
What does that stand for?
Player.
Okay, what else do you got for us, Mr. President?
Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton will both hit more than 30 home runs.
What's your stance on PEDs?
PEDs, performance-enhancing drugs, are something that's a stain on the game, and it has to be eradicated. However, the testing processes that are implicated by Major League Baseball are very difficult and very time-consuming, so therefore, you're still going to have certain individuals that are less than scrupulous that are going to slip through the cracks. Mm. So I believe that Major League Baseball and the commissioner's office should still continue to keep a vigilant eye on all the players that might be using PEDs.
PEDs for the MVP?
Thank you. That wasn't even written down.
Any other players you want to tell us about?
Oh, Albert Pujols and Josh Hamilton will both hit more than 30 home runs.
You mentioned that.
I believe Steven Strasburg will win the NL Cy Young Award for all you fans in Washington, D.C.
Oh, cool.
Neither the Yankees nor the Mariners will make the playoffs this year.
Now, why do you say that?
Because that was what makes Mike O'Mara happy.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
At this hour, excitement is building for the death of Paul McCartney following today's announcement that London's St. Michael's Cathedral has been officially selected as the site of McCartney's funeral when he dies.
I can't wait to attend all the vigils. It's going to be really somber, but really fun, too.
I don't think you even have to be a fan to appreciate how amazing it's going to be when Paul McCartney dies.
I plan on crying so much.
Entertainment reporter Bree Lindsay joins us now with more on this. Hi, Bree.
Hi, Damon.
Bree, this cathedral looks amazing. I can already picture the organ playing the song Yesterday as they slowly wheel Sir Paul's coffin up the aisle.
It's perfect. There's a really nice wrought iron gate in front where mm-hmm. people can place cardboard memorials and flowers.
And that's within walking distance of Abbey Road and Apple Studios, isn't it?
Yes, so Beatles fans can get together and generally just dance around and be both happy and sad.
Wow, that's fantastic. I understand, too, that a number of celebrities are already tweeting their reactions to McCartney's eventual death, like this one from Nick Cannon, who writes, "I was honored to meet McCartney. When he dies, we will truly have lost a living legend."
Yes, but it's the fans that are really looking forward to celebrating McCartney's life when he dies. When he was hospitalized last month for what turned out to be the flu, fans flooded his website with messages wishing him a quick and speedy death.
Great. Now, what about the death itself?
Well, obviously, everyone wants an open casket at the funeral.
So no car wrecks or anything that causes his hair to fall out,
exactly.
His face to shrivel up.
Best case scenario, he'll get some sort of wasting sickness that takes him from healthy to dead in about a month.
That would be fantastic. Well,
it would.
However he dies, let's hope it happens real soon.
I hope so.
Thanks, Bree.
Thanks, Damon.
Paul McCartney himself released a statement today saying, quote, "I am very excited about my upcoming death. The mourning period should really be fantastic. I wish I could be there."
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
And we got to give credit where credit is due. That's from the Onion. Very, very funny. Welcome live from the Cappy Piper Studios. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 22 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we're heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks!
Hi, Steve!
Woo! The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world.
Why? Will you entertain a question?
Yes.
Why?
Because they get it.
Ah, that's why they get it, Oscar.
They get it.
Our show today is brought to you by Sleep Number Beds. Chances are you have not enjoyed the Sleep Number bed yet. And if you haven't, let me tell you, it is a life changer.
Change your life.
My bed is phenomenal, and I love it. And you will love yours, too. It has changed my back health.
Yes.
It has changed my sleep patterns. And I have a dual adjustable king bed with Mrs. O'Mara, where her side, she keeps it about 80.
Right.
And I'm all the way up to 90. I've almost got the maximum because I like a super firm mattress that is not going to affect my back negatively.
I was actually on the website, and it turns out you don't need to be royalty to buy a king bed.
You right. Don't have
anyone can buy it.
And what it is, it's called dual air technology. It allows you to adjust the support your body needs. It changes periodically, but some people will get their number and stick to it. That's the way it
sure.
does. And each side is adjustable, makes the perfect bed for couples. The contours contour to your neck, your shoulders, your back, and your hips. You get proper spinal alignment. And I have the fancy one that actually adjusts.
Ooh, look at you.
So when I'm watching the TV,
yes,
I can actually pop that sucker up. And
that's sure going to come in handy when you're in your 90s.
Oh, absolutely. And I think I'm going to keep this bed until I'm in my
90s. And it'll last. Certainly will.
It's clinically proven to relieve back pain and improve sleep quality. Here's what I want you to do. Hurry in during the Ultimate Sleep Number event for final closeout savings on Classic Series beds, where Queen mattresses now start at just $5.
$499. That is a great deal, exclusively at a Sleep Number store. There are 425 of them around the nation, and you can find one near you. Just saw one out in Gainesville, Virginia the other day. You can call 800-511-0061. That's 800-511-0061. And you'll also receive a $50 savings card when you call. So do it today.
Do
mostly,
it.
Don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you, and I would appreciate that.
King well, Mike O'Mara.
King Mike O'Mara.
From the king
from
bed.
From the bed.
Of course.
Yes. Yes. Wonderful. So hail, hail the gang's all here.
Hello.
During what was a very strange, all over the place show yesterday.
Yes.
We had fun.
The post Super Bowl, we did have fun. I mean, it's fun, but it's just a show like that, when I get done doing it, is a bit of a haze.
Yes.
You know, it's just on and gone. And I think we.
There's always too much to talk about. And I always remember the show after the Super Bowl.
Right.
Because I always prepare enough audio for like 75 audio vaults.
And then you do like 1 minute.
And then you do a minute because there's just so much that happened in the 12 hours previous. You almost can't even get it all done.
Very true.
The thing that we neglected to talk about with all the post Super Bowl fun, there are a few things. We actually wanted to mention. I wanted to mention Oscar's commentary about you and me.
Really?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny when he's talking about you eating. It was just funny.
Well, you know what else
was
funny?
Well, it wasn't mean.
No,
it wasn't mean.
No. Nor was it
no,
mean.
Not at all.
It was fun.
When you look at Oscar and his eyes are blazing like 150-watt bulbs.
Oscar's got the eyes that actually jut out of his head, and it's like, that is amazing.
Yeah, you know, you really sort of were on my dad pretty hard about the pictures of your new project studio. And he said, my dad.
Your dad's a 10.
He says,
yeah, HBS
Oscar's
is
eyes,
a 10. Yeah.
He says, Oscar's eyes look like a Tex Avery cartoon.
If I knew what that was, I'd laugh.
Google it. It's funny.
You just look up Tex Avery. You can do it right now because it's worth it. I want you to see.
Have you not ever seen a cartoon like where the Red Wolf or the Big Bad Wolf sees Red Riding Hood?
And aren't the soundtracks always. There it is.
Yeah, and the eyes
F
just
you.
Scream.
There it
HBS.
Is. There it
We're broken
is.
Up.
No, it's always perfect.
So,
correct.
Before we
Excellent.
Get there, it is. Before we get to that, I want to say, because I didn't pay attention yesterday. Yesterday was a wash. Rob and I did a narration that we'll tell you about a little bit later on.
But it only took 15 hours.
It was 15 hours of narrating. It's always fun. But no, it is fun. We're having a real fun project, and we'll tell you about that. I think I can talk about that. I hope so. If I can't, tough. I'll talk about it anyway. The idea of when I turned in Super Bowl Sunday, Monday morning,
right?
I was of the understanding that we were supposed to get a snowstorm. And out west, the northern and western suburbs were supposed to get, this is what I heard, 5 to 6 inches of snow.
A very measurable amount of accumulation.
And then we got nothing.
What'd we get?
Thanks.
Nothing.
That's right.
Nothing at all. And, you know, once again, there they go, doing it again. And because it was the Super Bowl and everybody just wanted to talk about that.
And, of course, also they were able to say, and isn't it tragic about Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yep.
We didn't get any
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
We didn't really talk about that enough yesterday. But the fact is, they got another free. Did they not get another free pass?
No one brought it up.
Nobody brings it up.
All.
Nobody brings it up.
I had a glazing at my house, and that's it. And we were really on track for like 2 to 4. 2 to 4 in Loudoun County. And there
Atlanta gets that 2-inch thing that paralyzes the city. And all these meteorologists are being called on the carpet. D.C. predicts 5 to 6 inches of snow out in the western suburbs where we live, and nothing.
Tomorrow morning. And we're taping this on Tuesday the 4th. So tomorrow morning, we are predicted an ice storm.
So there's
well,
more
no,
crap weather
Well, no, I don't know that it's
coming.
An ice storm. They're predicting some ice. I know that West Virginia is...
What do you consider an ice storm?
An ice storm is one...
What's the difference between those
two
things?
Well, I mean, like a glazing of ice is going to cripple the city. But for example, West Virginia, I think Morgantown is expecting an inch of ice. Now, that will shut a city down.
Yeah, but if you're commuting in the morning, you don't want to deal with that ice.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, but is it a storm, Mike? What do you say? What say you, Mike?
What say you?
What say you?
I say that they don't know what they're doing. And
well, of course they don't.
That's routine. I say that when it comes to weather, I have moved in to the modern era 100% because I do not get any weather online from television stations.
Well, what happens is now if you watch like the Tom Kierines of the world. They'll show maps that get increasingly bigger with more amorphous colors.
Okay.
And that's all they'll say. And
partly
they won't
cloudy
say.
This morning, becoming cloudy during the afternoon, high 42. Tonight, a mix of rain and freezing rain this evening, rain overnight.
What's the low overnight?
The low is 31.
Okay, so that's the right. You know what? They're not committing to anything because that's 1 degree could change everything.
Yeah, but you know, whatever we're going to get, don't worry about it because the steady rain early and tomorrow and then remaining cloudy, high temperature of 51.
So I've seen them pre-treating the roads on the way into this.
Yeah, so I don't think
worried about the commute.
I don't think it's going to be that problematic.
No, I'm staying at the Holiday Inn tonight.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you're doing big O'Neill.
Yeah, and I got
tonight.
Those performance tires. They're not really good in weather.
Found that out the hard way. Yeah. That's for sure. So once again, I just wanted to
bring
it up.
All people in showbiz, Mike, performance tires.
Performance tires.
Hello. I am a performer.
So just to wrap up some of our Super Bowl fun that we had, late in the game, Oscar was doing some analysis. And it's so funny because Oscar and Todd and Pony and Girl.
That was a show, wasn't it?
Stayed at the young side of the table.
Really, it was the equivalent of if you ever have a huge Thanksgiving get-together and there's too many people at the grown-up table.
Right.
There's a second table, and that's where the youngsters sit. And that was very close to the TV.
Right.
Now, did Todd sit by the
TV?
Sit by the TV because he wanted to see it or because he likes the feeling of everybody looking at him?
I don't know, to be fair. I think that was, when we got there, I actually was the first to arrive out of the crew.
For the first time ever, and you are
shocking.
Congratulations.
Shocking.
Congratulations.
And as I sat,
that's right.
As I sat there, you know what it was? In our defense, that's the way Jimmy had it set up.
Right.
He had an Oscar table, a Rob table, and a Mike table.
And Oscar sat down and said,
"Let's get started."
You jerk.
My most distinct memory of the hipster section of the table, which was Todd, Oscar, Girl, and actually Pony.
Yeah, Pony Jen.
Had a lot of fun I didn't even mention this. We had a lot of fun just looking at Pony.
Yeah, because you know what happened is he's quiet and ponyish at the beginning. Then he becomes gregarious as the gin and olive set in.
And this is another visual. I hate to do visuals on a radio show.
This is why you got to watch it on the Ustream.
Just got to watch it on the Ustream. But this, like late in the day, Pony was sitting there and he had some sort of adult beverage.
Right.
And he was sitting there like this.
Because you know why I think, and I saw that moment too. I think Pony
glass pressed to his face.
Were you sad?
Pressed the glass to his face.
Were you sad because you knew that you had to stop drinking?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, and you know what was at the end of the evening? A lot of this. Another visual was this. He'd rub his face up.
Right.
Like it's like, oh, I can't believe I can't have any more gin.
Exactly.
Here's his hat trick.
Yes.
At the end of the evening, he mentioned something to me.
Uh-oh.
That. I'm 50-50 on mentioning on the show. I said, you know, now I have to mention this on the show. Actually, mind-blowing.
Okay.
And I almost mentioned it yesterday.
Okay. He's getting married.
And then I meant to talk to Pony about it
ask
if it was okay. And I said, well, I never ask anybody if it's okay. If you tell me this, you know, like anybody in my life, it's a double-edged sword.
Right.
Like what you tell me will eventually come out.
And it's important that it does. I think it probably makes him a better person.
So I'm going to, it's dealer's choice. I can either tell you now or ask Pony after the show and see if it's okay. As a friend, I should ask him.
On the show.
What we should do is tell us and then ask Pony if it was okay that you told us.
Now, you evil bastard. That's usually the way I would play
I'm with Rob.
But I don't want to hijack the show. I just remembered it.
You sound like John Lithgow.
It's been jogging in my mind.
So this will stop the show today? This is a show. This is a show-stopping bulletin?
Is it a game changer?
It may be a game changer. Yeah.
Is it going to bring our listeners much joy, or is it going to make our listeners go, oh my God?
It gave me joy, and then gave me an oh my God. Both.
Really?
This sounds like the best of all worlds.
Joy?
Well, because I'm just sadistic that way.
Oh no, it's something evil and awful.
It's something sad. You can tell them.
You didn't say that when we were talking on Sunday.
Maybe Pony's playing the game.
Not one of the gliders, no.
No.
Okay.
No.
One more, Timpani. If you want it now.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I want it now.
Damn it.
But he seems okay with you telling it.
He's putting up a front. He's hoping I would change my mind.
Reverse psychology?
It was psychological warfare just now.
Pony.
Yes, sir.
Tell it. I mean, what do you think? Is this something? How are we going to react when we hear this?
I think you'll be a little surprised, maybe a little sad. I'm sad about it, but I mean, it's not the end of the world.
Do you think it would be better, Oscar, if you told us or if Pony told us?
Is he leaving the show?
No.
No. You know what? Let Pony tell you.
That would make me sad.
Because then I
would be honest.
That would make me very sad. I'm not going to feel any guilt.
I've grown attached to Pony. Okay.
I don't need more guilt.
Right, so.
Pony, if you're okay with it, if it's no big deal, please.
Well, I was watching the commercial with Flo from, what is it?
Progressive Insurance, yes.
And I mentioned that I would totally hit that, and Oscar said, oh, geez, you would? And I said, well, you know, after 2 years, anything starts to look pretty good.
Flo.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
is Flo.
No, no.
Jeez.
But 2 years,
after 2 years. It's been a long time.
2 years since he's had...
2 years, yeah.
Relations?
Yeah. After 2 years, he'd even hit the heavy Flo.
Oh, Pony.
Yeah. It's awful.
Pony, we have to find you a date.
Yes. A non-moody date.
We have to find a non-moody date?
Yeah, because I think...
Like, is that M-O-O-D-Y, like Chuck and Barb?
Yeah, because his last date was with the
Remember
littlest
she ran
moody.
Away.
And
the
she
moody
ran
lady.
Away.
Yes.
And not because she was moody. That's a predicate
she
nominative.
Escaped.
Not a predicate adjective.
She escaped.
Pony, have you ventured into any of the online dating world type situations?
Do you know how to use a computer, son?
I'm not sure. I you know what? I'm thinking about doing that because it's actually a pretty good way to find people, or so I've heard.
And you know what? I can help you write a profile that would really get you laid.
Oh, and incidentally, we should point out that the young Moody...
The youngest Moody.
Was a wonderful woman.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, who did not return the affection, correct?
No, no. Is that he was inattentive. Mm-hmm. Unattentive.
And he blew it.
He blew it.
Yeah.
He blew it with her.
But you know what? It was... I will take part of the blame because we really shouldn't have set him up for a date at a show he was working.
Yeah,
because
that's
true. Because he had a lot of things to do.
Would you?
And he was particularly shaky that night.
I seem to remember when we were talking about that there was the possibility of another date.
Yeah, weren't you going to go to a steak restaurant?
Yeah, and then she moved.
Steak restaurant.
Well, I didn't want to mention the Palm by name.
I gave him
a fine
card.
Steak restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
You gave him a gift card?
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't. So what happened?
Yeah, she moved down to, I don't know, I guess some, what was it, Charlottesville.
And you liked her, right?
I think she had a great personality, and I feel that there could have been something there.
She was beautiful.
She was beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yes. See, you don't say, if a woman's beautiful.
This is why he hasn't been laid in 2 years.
Jesus
don't say personality.
Christ. Yeah. You don't say they have a nice personality. That is, you know, God, don't you know that saying somebody has a nice personality is
a way of saying they're ugly.
That's what you say when somebody's not attractive.
Pony, that's like giving a compliment saying, you know, for a fat person, you really don't sweat that much.
Exactly.
Pony, I once wrote when I was a single man.
Yes, single man.
You're a good-looking guy for a big person.
Yes.
On Match.com.
You carry it.
I've gotten that.
You know what I get? You really carry it well.
Or you could be what Oscar said about you.
What's that?
Oscar points at your back, and you had your back to us.
Yes.
And you were ordering. I forgot what you ordered. We might go down the list of what you had. You and I both ate reasonably, but we ate badly because it's food that's bad for you.
Super Bowl food, yeah.
But
it's a vacation.
Oscar, how did you put it? It was like he's on like a roller coaster.
I said he's on the wild one, and the wild one doesn't stop where you get out of the actual ride. The wild one stops at diabetes.
That's what it was. And I unhinged my jaw because
why wouldn't you laugh at something so funny? Something that I'm tested for on a yearly basis because I have it on both sides of my family.
Oh no! Oh no!
Oh no, you're mad!
The wild one,
to clarify, is a roller coaster.
As a matter of fact,
oh God,
my
hurts.
Father, the 10,
yeah.
Did you not see him take his diabetes syringe?
No,
at Jimmy's?
Oh, yeah. I did not.
Yeah, but we like to have fun, don't we?
Sorry.
Okay.
A little close to home, apparently.
It's not going to get better than that. Oh my God. Oh, you're killing me.
Oh, man, that makes my pancreas hurt. I don't know that I could make any insulin today.
Holy
I laughed and laughed until I lost a toe.
Oh, my God. I hope we don't have to edit out shite. I said it twice.
No, I think you're fine.
Oh, God. So
one of the funnier diseases.
And then it's Oscar gets into the pure scab picking mode.
Yeah.
And he gets so, like, he's so goofy about it and silly.
Because he's plowed for
one
reason.
He's plowed, and he's there with demons. Todd Moore. And when they gang up on you, and I got both of them. I told you about the Russell Crowe crap.
Yes.
And then Oscar starts staring and staring at my gray chest hair.
Yes.
And he starts saying things like, yeah, how long has that been like that? He's just going on and on. About, look at that growing out of there. Do you ever think about trimming that? What's going on with that?
Because I recently got a body trimmer, body hair trimmer,
of
right?
Of course you did.
All right, and Mike, his name is Cisco.
Of course you
He is Cisco, and he comes in every Tuesday.
Of course you got a body hair trimmer. Said,
I was wondering if maybe we wanted to focus on the back or something.
Okay. Would you, I have a question, Mr. Santana. Are you interested in the chest area today, or would you like to take the one-way train to Brazil? How do you want to do it? Yeah, so he was doing that with me. I don't know if anybody else was getting picked up, but the two of you guys.
I didn't know, again, because I put product in my hair. The way that you're, that particular day.
Yes.
Today's a pretty good day.
Yes.
You've tamed the beast.
Yeah, well, I've buttoned the button. I'm self-conscious about it.
Yeah, yeah. So I thought that. It almost looked like you had put product in your chest hair because it was styling out of your shirt.
Well, you know what? Now, Mike and I are both extraordinarily, and the word is hirsute.
Hirsute. Rob more so than me.
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I've actually had laser treatments on my
back.
So
have I.
Which means now my back is only moderately hairy because it's been zapped 6 times.
Yeah.
But I think what you're referring to is
you're not like my brother-in-law's friend.
No?
Howie. That you know what they refer to him as? This greatest nickname I have ever heard. The loom.
Oh, my God.
What does that mean?
You know how you put yarn on a loom?
Like, oh, my God.
When you're making textiles, they call it the loom.
Now, have you ever noticed
the loom.
On the front of a kitten or a puppy or some dogs or cats, the hair sort of comes to a point.
Right.
On the chest?
Yes.
And that's very, there's a, in the movie Pinocchio, when I was little, there was a cat called Figaro. And we called that little point the Figaro.
Yes.
And was Mike's chest hair coming to a Figaro? Was it
That's
coming
what
to
was
a
happening.
Point?
I was like, did he put product in his chest hair?
I have.
I mean, he's really stylish.
I have. I will admit, I have trimmed the chest hair in the past.
Right.
But I haven't in a long time. And it's just, to me, it's what the youngsters do.
What
nowadays,
if you were to color it?
That's
what Carla Dow's 911.
That is vanity gone wild.
Maybe just like a little mascara. Just
that is vanity gone nuts.
Do they have just, is it just for men, the coloring? Is
I'm sure
it's called just for very, very nuts men.
I'm sure men do that.
I'm sure men do it too, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be in that category. I'll do the beard, but I won't do the body hair. Not a chance.
Wait, so Fruit of the Loom is from the loom, like... I never knew
yes.
that.
Yes, Fruit of the Loom.
I never understood
the
that.
The loom, it's a textile.
He's a dummy.
He is. We'll come back with more right after this.
Wow.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. You know, Valentine's Day. Yeah, I said it.
That's right, Mike.
Valentine. I used to call it when I was a kid, Valentine's Day.
Sure, and Valentine's.
Valentine's Day. You can't forget it, and even more important, you can't wait to the last minute. It can be such a hassle. But never fear, Pro Flowers is here. Listen to this. Get 100 blooms of love with a free glass vase for just $19.99. You'll look like Mr. Big Shot.
Hey, look at you, Mr. Big Shot, with all your big flowers.
Better yet, upgrade your order and add gourmet chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. And use our code when you're doing it, TMOS. It's a huge bouquet of, or bouquet, of 100 colorful, gorgeous blooms. Woo-hoo! You can't beat this deal. Pro Flowers is easy, and delivery on Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Get it done early. Choose the delivery date and you are done. Since Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last 7 days or your money back, it's a no-brainer. I love Pro Flowers. Everybody in my family knows Pro Flowers. I've got my daughters on there. I've got my wife on there. I've got my mom on there. And, you know, you go into their system and they remember the address.
You can, three clicks and you can send stuff. It's
easy
so
to
great.
Do.
Yeah.
Here's the only way to get this amazing Valentine's deal. 100 blooms of love with free glass vase for $19.99 or upgrade and add chocolates and a teddy bear for just $9.99 more. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the top right corner and type in TMOS. That's proflowers.com. Click on the microphone and type in TMOS. Order now. This deal expires soon.
Mike, the magic lies behind the microphone.
This is true.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And to celebrate our relationship with Pro Flowers, we are now going to be giving a lucky listener a chance. Well, actually, they've won.
Well, no, they have to answer.
They have to answer the phone.
Right.
And they will get a $50 Pro Flowers gift certificate
from
the Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you see why I asked you to limit everyone to 50 words? Look what we've got here. We've got a play.
A listener named Brian Delvo has sent us a play. We are going to do the playlet. And then we will try to call Mr. Delvo and see if he is home. And if he's home, he gets the $50 gift.
All right, let us sign in. I will be playing the role of narrator.
Very good.
Mike, who will you play?
Is that the music you're going to use for the background?
No, the play doesn't have music.
Oh, yes, we must have music.
Do you want something romantic?
Downton Abbey-ish is what we should have.
I can find that, yes. Give me a moment. I will be playing narrator.
Yes.
And Mike, you will be playing?
Mike.
And Oscar will be playing?
The listener.
Very good.
All right.
Those are the three characters, right?
Yes. And
it was written for three.
A play in three voices.
That is correct.
Bringing up Downton
Couldn't
Abbey.
Be more excited.
Let me predict that I will be the weak link.
Oh, I disagree. Please.
No.
I
not
disagree.
Reading.
No, reading is good. Or do you want to bring Mac back in? All right. The narrator. Ready?
Narrator, go.
And now, a scene from your favorite romantic movie, Podcasting Hill.
Be my Valentine and enter our contest.
Mike, look. I'm a fairly level-headed block.
Not bloke.
Bloke!
Bloke.
Why do you guys even give me copy? Like, what's the point?
That's the reason.
You jerk.
It's already a 10 right there.
I'm a block.
Okay, you're a level-headed block.
Not often in and out of love. But can I just say your kind request? Oh, damn it. Can I just say to your... Oh, damn it.
The words are right in front of you.
But can I just say no?
To your kind request and leave it at that.
The listener can barely keep eye contact while speaking, and poor Mike, his eyes are so big in anticipation until the realization sets in. He smiles as he speaks, but you can feel him trying to stave off tears.
Yes. Fine. Of course. Of course. I'll just be going then.
Thanks. Thanks for listening.
The listener feels the need to explain his choice, get Mike to know why he'd say no to enter said contest.
The thing is, with you, I'm in real danger. It seems like a perfect situation. Apart from that foul temper of yours, by my relatively inexperienced Heartwood, I fear not recover. My entry was cast aside.
Relatively.
Absolutely expect to be.
What a block.
There are just too many pictures of you. Mm-hmm. Too many downloads. You'd go, and I'd be, well, buggered, basically.
That really is a real no, isn't it?
I live in Centerville. You live in the Zit. Everyone in the radio world knows who you are. My sea wife has trouble remembering my name.
Fine. Good decision.
Mike still smiles, but it doesn't reach his eyes. He pauses, as if to make the listener understand who the person really is before him.
The fame thing isn't really real, you know.
Mike pauses again, and you can hear the heartache in his voice. Hear and see the tears welling.
I'm also just a DJ. Standing in front of a Ustream camera asking people to love him and our sponsors. That would be me and our sponsors.
That's right.
People to love me and our sponsors.
At least you didn't say block.
Right.
Now the scene departs from that wonderfully nauseating movie.
Mike, I do love you. I'm a VIP yearly member. Please pick me for your contest.
Yay!
Okay, we'll do. Let's call. So right now we're going to call Brian Delvo, yes. See if he's home, because after all that...
If he doesn't answer, I'm going to kill him.
See if this better block's
be home. Let's see what happens. Calling Brian Delvo from somewhere.
That's right. Centerville. That's right.
Good.
You live in the Zit.
Exactly.
He lives in Big C.
This would be such a disappointment.
I think he'll be there.
It's three rings. He's not there.
Maybe he's making his weight on it, like Oscar on the read.
Brian Delvo. Yes.
Michael Sean Patrick O'Mara. How are you?
Hi.
Yay! Brian, we just read your playlist, your beautifully written playlist. It was
your very long playlist.
Very, very emotional. Everything's falling out as I'm talking to you. And Brian, congratulations. You have won a $50 Pro Flowers gift certificate from the Mike O'Mara Show.
Outstanding. That's great.
Oh, he's giving us office voice, office talk.
Are you in the office, Brian?
Yes, I am.
Would it be really awkward if you gave a really loud woo-hoo right now?
Yes, it would.
Could you try?
Brian, woo-hoo. Come on, Brian. I know you're terrified.
Oh, well, you know what? That woo-hoo was every bit as good as the playlet.
Brian, can I ask, what do you do, my friend?
I work for one of the many government contractors.
That's fun.
They run a tight ship over there.
Hey, I'd like maybe after this we can get together and have a few drinks and laugh it up.
So you're a government contractor. What are you? You're a GSer?
No, work for a private company.
Okay, that private company. So if you're working for the government, that means you went into work at what time? 4:30 this morning?
Oh, often I go in at 5 or 6 minutes before 9.
Oh, do you have any hobbies? Do you have any hobbies, son?
Stop being mean. Be mean.
I just want to. I want to get to know the guy.
Be nice.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies? What do you do for fun, Brian?
Right now I am dealing with my raising my beautiful daughter who was born the same week as Mike's little son.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's terrific. Well,
congratulations.
You, my friend, have won that $50 gift certificate. It was a very funny little play late, much funnier than this call, but that's okay. And congratulations. Rob, you've got all his information?
Absolutely. We'll be in touch. Tell you how to cash in on this fabulous
prize, Brian.
The $50
gift certificate is on the way, Brian. Thank you so much. And what is your favorite podcast/radio show?
The Mike O'Mara Show.
There you go. Hey, thank you, Brian.
Thank you, man.
All right.
Oh, he's at work. You can only do so much.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's why this.
Well Mike, it's
why
not.
This is the enemy.
The phone.
This is the enemy.
It's not like you've been going. It's not like you've been going through that since 1985.
This is true. You know, you get that guy that's just filled with comedy, and then it's like, hey, how are you? What do you do for fun? Well, I'm working on raising my
daughter.
That's okay. You know, we're not going to pick on him.
No.
Why should we do that? He's a very, very good listener.
Great guy, as a matter
of fact. A terrific listener. He's an active listener.
You guys used to say this, and I think maybe it's yours, Rob, if I'm not mistaken. It's not the listeners that ruin the show. It's the listeners or the callers.
It's the callers.
The callers. But,
yes.
And now it's the people we call.
Mm-hmm. So you know what? We're the callers.
It's not going to stop us.
Our show.
It's not going to stop us from doing it, though.
Okay? Yes. No.
So send an email this Valentine's Day. We've got something sweet for you. Just send an email to valentine@mikeomarashow.com, and you're automatically registered to win a lovely gift from either Sherry's Berries or Pro Flowers. Just be sure to include your name, your phone number, and a witty note of 50 words or less.
That's
and it can be anything.
It can.
And,
50 words or more.
Listen, don't be affected by our reaction to that call. We love calling the listeners.
I do. Yes. You know that Skype has really changed my life.
The note of 50 words or less will explain why you love us. That's what we want, because we're needy that way.
We are very needy. We're entertainers.
Then every day until Valentine's Day, we will randomly select an email. We'll dial you up, and if you answer, you win. It's that easy.
It's so cool.
10 winners, courtesy of proflowers.com and berries.com, because we are sweet on you.
That's right.
Happy VD from TMOS. We are very happy.
We'll
to
do it again tomorrow, and it'll be just as good.
Should be fun.
You know what's great? These are such really great prizes. Just doing the math in my head. Like, we're really giving back.
You were giving back some decent prizes.
Oh, man, you got $50 at ProFlowers. You can really look again, Mike, like Mr. Super Double Big Shot.
That's right, Mr. Big Shot. So we will do it again tomorrow. Yes. I promise you that. So we've covered the Oscar moment that he had at the Super Bowl, which was just funny. Just you and
sorry
Todd.
For that read as well.
You and Todd, and now I want to get on to the story of Philip Seymour Hoffman that we touched on yesterday, but it's a big part of the news today, because I guess it has been somewhat confirmed that it was a drug overdose.
Oh my God! Right? So much, they found so much stuff in his apartment,
like 8 different containers.
Yeah, I know
of heroin.
A lot of there's been actual
or empty containers,
contradictory statements, but they all seem to skew high. Oscar probably doesn't even know who Truman Capote is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
I know him from the movie.
But that's where he won his Oscar. And right. I wanted to, if I was going to do this in the audio vault, but I can do it here if we're going to set it up. I want you to hear Philip Seymour Hoffman talking like Truman Capote. And then I want you to hear the actual man. It's eerily similar. This is a scene from the movie Capote where he's talking about Humphrey Bogart and John Huston.
And he said, I feel like you're spiting me. Do you think I took this job to spite you?
Okay, that's the actual Truman Capote.
Oh, that's
I'm sorry. That's Philip Seymour Hoffman as Capote.
See, I thought it was.
Here is the actual Truman Capote. I believe he's on the Dick Cavett show.
A lot of writers get
well, this is Dick Cavett, but hold on.
Oh, yes. Eventually he was drunk most of the time.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can write when they're drinking.
When they're drinking?
Not really. I think that it's impossible for a person to really write if they're while they're drinking.
It's eerily similar.
Yeah, he did a great job, and I mean, he was just
Great actor.
So calm. And, you know, you wonder, I've always wondered this in the back of my mind about a lot of really, really great actors. This is kind of a weird thought because, you know, since we've been around people in the business for so long, I wonder sometimes about the number one direction that you get when you're talking about movie actors and a lot of performing in general is relax, 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 relax.
Exactly.
And really, the very idea of being on camera, of having, especially in a movie sense, where you've got that intimacy. We always thought radio was an intimate medium. No, it doesn't even compare to the movie.
Right.
You've got a you know, you've got a camera 4 inches from your face.
You have to pretend. You have to pretend it's not there.
And you have to be totally relaxed. And unfortunately, and this is the sad thing about Philip Seymour Hoffman, I go back now and I look at his body of work, and you wonder, you know, how much of that work was done when he was maybe chilling under the influence of something, you know, or was it like a lot of people where he did that in his private time, but then he would show up for work and he would be sober? It's hard to tell.
What scares me the most, and I won't speak to anyone else in this room, but I have something of an addictive personality, and I am scared at the thought, and someone mentioned today that if you wanted to medicate yourself, the street value of, say, a pill is maybe $80 or $85, or you can go out and buy a bag of heroin for $10.
Really?
And it's gotten that common and that cheap. Heroin has always seemed so crazily addictive to me that if I was ever given months to live, it would be something I'd try.
And you have so much expendable income. And people,
yes, and time. And he's dealt lots with addiction.
He said he relapsed because of prescription drugs. That's what got him back into
the
heroin.
That's common. That does happen. Mm-hmm. Right. But as a gentleman who has been dealing with addiction for 20 odd years, because
right out of high school, I believe.
I'm just looking at his CNN has his track, and look, this is, I don't know if you what you call it, but they basically have his last hours and what people are piecing together, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So at one in the morning, he goes to his favorite coffee shop, has his 4-shot espresso, everything seems fine. At 1:30, Hoffman's assistant talks to him and says, "Hey, is everything good?" They ask him to do something. Everything seemed fine. At 2 p.m., there's the first hint of that something's going on when they stop. Hoffman says that something's amiss. It's Mimi O'Donnell, his ex-partner and mother of their 3 children, sees him near the apartment. Says she tells authorities later that it felt like he was he might have been high, because she would know of all the people, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
At 5 p.m., someone spots Hoffman walking along Greenwich Street. And it happens just to be the family of the Dan Patrick Show's producer. And they have the courage, his sister has the courage to walk up and say hello, right? Mm-hmm. At that point, they didn't know what was going on, but he gave her he was surprised that they even recognized him, one.
Right.
Two, he gave her kind of a half high five, it says here, according to CNN.com.
Wow.
And then
but they didn't pick up on
she said he eventually seemed kind of out of it. But if you don't know the
if
gentleman,
you don't know, maybe
he's a private man.
Could
who
be
knows,
hungover,
right?
Could be drunk, could be a lot of things.
Yeah.
So around, let's fast forward to 8 p.m., there's a couple other hints of this. He goes and withdraws $1,200 in cash from an automated teller machine in 6 transactions at the supermarket in the West Village. And then at 9 a.m., and then later on that evening, he fails to show up to a dinner. At 9 a.m., the next day, he fails to show up at O'Donnell's home in the West Village to pick up the 3 children. And that's when they call the police.
Wow.
It's a tragedy.
Scary, right?
Yeah,
scary.
We'll come back. I want to talk about Facebook a little bit. It was a big surprise for me in the last couple
really?
Of days. Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break. Come back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of our program is brought to you by Stamps.com. Listen up. If you haven't already heard, postage rates have changed again.
Did they go up or down this time?
Oh, yeah. Shocker. Up, up, up. So, you know what that means?
What?
The post office will be even more crowded than usual. Boo.
Boo, Oscar.
That's why you need Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you do everything that you would do at the post office right from your desk. You can buy and print postage on demand for any letter or package with your own computer and printer. Stamps.com will even send you a digital scale that plugs right into your computer that will calculate official U.S. postage for any class of mail. We've used Stamps.com for months, and we love it.
The best.
This makes wasted post office time a thing of the past. Even better, check this out. A 30-day, no-risk trial, $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale, up to $55 in free postage. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone, and use that wonderful code again, TMOS. It's the way we work. It's the way our advertising works. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Remember, Stamps.com, enter TMOS, and get ready to get that great deal, and we thank you in advance.
Before we close the book on Philip Seymour Hoffman, they're showing a lot of people are floating around the last photos that were taken of him, and it was actually a session. And it's from 2 weeks ago, I believe. Was it at Sundance?
Yes.
And what's weird is the...
Like a recording session?
No, like a photography session.
Oh, a photo session.
And what's weird is the pictures, he looks really out of it, really dark, really depressed. But that's just the photo. The photographer said he was actually absolutely with it and really upbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that in just a couple weeks, he can take a turn like that.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the nature of that. The first thing that comes to mind when we're talking about heroin is you wonder, was it intentional? Or was it something because that is a drug that can kill you very, very easily.
Without being too graphic. And again, there's a fine line here. I feel even weird talking about it because I really believe that, even if you're a celebrity, like, there's too much information when it comes to things like this, right?
Yeah, well, that's what we thrive on in our society.
last three hours just for information's sake, right?
Okay.
So if you're like, is he trying to kill himself? Is it suicide? Or is it just simply he went too far?
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned how much heroin could be. If it's street value, right?
Right.
Cheap wise. He's got $1,200. So apparently when O'Donnell...
And this is his ex-partner.
Yeah, his ex-partner realizes he doesn't pick up the three children. As I'm reading along here, they friend playwright David Katz, very famous.
Mm-hmm.
They end up going to Hoffman's house.
So she finds this guy, David Katz?
Well, she calls him and they both go together.
Okay. Because she suspects something, obviously.
O'Donnell asks Hoffman's friend David Katz to check out on the actor. Katz and another person subsequently go to the fourth floor apartment.
So the ex-wife did not
She just calls Katz and he takes somebody with him, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Which is smart, I think, if you're going, because if you go alone and you're the guy that finds something horrible, you need a witness.
Yeah, absolutely.
To cover your story.
Horrible.
They go to the fourth floor apartment where they find him dead, lying on the bathroom floor with a syringe in his left arm. He's wearing shorts and a t-shirt. His eyeglasses still resting on his head, according to enforcement sources familiar with the inquiry. Police are called. They arrived at the apartment shortly afterward. Donald was told what has happened. She quickly picks up her son from the playground and brings him to his home. In the aftermath, investigators discover close to 50 envelopes of what they believe is heroin in his apartment where Hoffman was found. Now, I don't know what you call this type of reporting and me talking about, but that's just too much information.
Mm, yeah. I mean, but people are curious always about the nature of a death like that.
And
I mean,
the autopsy is today.
First thing you do, you hear what the person, somebody's famous that everybody knows. You want to know. Next question is, how did it happen? Was it something that was, natural causes, like a James Gandolfini,
yes.
or is it this guy? And then when you hear, very quickly after this story broke, you because of the demons that he had, you heard about this. And it's very, very, very difficult to hear.
My gut is if he had his glasses on, it was an accident.
Yeah.
You never know. But
you never know.
God, just tragic.
Yeah. Go ahead, Pony.
This is actually exactly what happened to one of my cousins about a year ago. Sometimes it's really hard to tell if it was an overdose or if it was just simply bad heroin. I mean, the stuff's made on the streets, so you never know what's in it.
That's scary. That's a scary thing right there. And you wonder, the nature of heroin. Correct me if I'm wrong. Heroin is basically the same thing that's in morphine, right? Mm-hmm. It's an opiate. And the fact is, you get addicted to it because it takes you very, very far away. Mm-hmm. I mean, people relapse. People get into that drug a lot of times just because you just go. It takes you on a trip.
The sensation is unlike anything else
that
in
you
the world.
Completely. Now, I remember being in the hospital years and years and years ago when I had liquid Demerol, and I had a Demerol. Now hospitals will give you that little button that you hit, and it actually medicates yourself. And I remember
you taped yours down.
I remember the feeling of that. It burned a little bit going into the arm. I felt the actual medication going in, and then it was just this complete. There's no stress about anything. It deadens the pain in your body, but it also takes you away from any emotional pain as well. So that's what I remember.
I remember reading about certain opiates that they will attack pain centers, but if you are not in pain, it attacks your mental center. It goes to where it's needed, but if it's not needed, that's when it really takes you on the mental trip.
Yeah, and it's
certainly just not worth it regardless.
Of course not.
What it is, there's a detachment among people that perform, and it is, it's something where you see a lot of these people. And I think that Hollywood celebrities mirror the people that are in day-to-day life. There are people that just can't cope with it, and this is how they end up coping. And if ultimately they can't cope with anything, you don't know. But I mean, I don't think anyone will probably ever know.
Well, you can't
whether he did this intentionally,
unless there's a note or anything. They tremendous. That.
What concerns me when I hear this is the quantity there, and it sucks. And what it sucks for, because not only is it him, but then it's when you have three kids involved and you have the people that are around him, and it's just it's
and his
sucks.
Youth, his overall
he's
40, youth,
46 years old,
46.
I mean, what he offered us, yeah. And there would be so much more that he could have given us.
Great actor, and it'll be very, very sad. And it just seems like, doesn't it seem like every 6 months or so there's another one of these things that goes down?
Maybe
and,
even more often than that.
Now, what? And you just feel creepy about sharing, but that's the nature of society now that all that information comes forward.
Yeah, and again, maybe, and this isn't. I guess it's just I have to accept it for what it is. I'm used to information like this coming out weeks.
Yes.
Maybe even months later when they talk about the autopsy and they talk about this is what happened. But this is, we're talking 2 days.
Why do you think it's on the fast track? Do you think it's because there's the police are involved because it's an illegal narcotic?
No, I tell you, and I based this on a couple of weeks ago when we had the mall shootings up in Columbia, Maryland. These police departments are tweeting now. These police departments have, that is how they're getting their information out. And so it's very, very rapid. I mean, it used to be, the next morning that you would, you'd have something happen during the day and then the police would come out, have a press conference. Now they tweet. And I think they tweet in place of some of these press conferences that they hold. I think they're doing it.
No,
that
would make sense.
It's the rapidity of the internet.
It's sad to hear, you don't want to find anybody like that. Just sad to hear.
Well, let's change the subject because we could be depressed about this all day. But I will tell you, nobody has bitched more, and these guys will tell you in this room, nobody has bitched more about Facebook and my inability to solve my problems on Facebook when I talked about that. Who are you looking at?
Sorry, there's just a stink bug on my microphone.
I know, there is a stink bug.
Yeah, I saw him flying
there
around.
There is a stink bug that is flying around here. That was the weirdest look Oscar gave.
Well, because it's right in my eye line. I was like, well, that's going in my eye.
You know what? Let's do what we always do. Let's give him a podcast.
Does that mean it's the season now? Does that mean they're going to get active around February?
No. This is an out-of-season stink bug.
He's going
Hey, do you know what? Let's put him in the jar with the other one.
Do you fear the stink bug, Oscar?
I'm scared.
Didn't you think they were from outer space or something?
He can't concentrate. Well, when you see them fly, when they actually do fly and they look like those little stealth bombers, he's getting it again.
Is the other one still in there? Yeah. You dropped it.
My keyboard.
What a jerk.
How's the old one holding up?
Not well.
He looks sleepy.
Right, flick that off,
Tony. Yeah, flick
Tony
it off.
Tony doesn't want to touch it either.
No. Okay.
Right in there.
How long before this jar?
Did you guys not successfully Marlon Perkins and company over here? Were you able to the Jack Hanna,
Jim Fowler,
try to make it relevant to people? Try to get there.
Crocodile Hunter. We're now within 10 years. Okay.
Do you know my sensitivity of that?
What?
You're putting him in a jar to die?
No. We're putting him in a jar to live.
No, you're not.
Well, maybe. What if we put a leaf in there or something?
Well, the other one was dead when we put it in there. And
No.
It's an ecosystem.
Oh dear.
It's like a terrarium.
We should punch a hole in there for the. Why am I feeling sorry for a stink? But it's not vermin.
It is vermin.
Why is it vermin?
Because what does it do? What does it do to benefit you?
They do good things.
What do they do?
I'll put him outside when the show ends.
Thank you.
If he can make it that long,
they're very good. Very good.
They don't need oxygen, right?
No. They're from Mars.
Sometimes they get sensitive that way, but not for long. Let me tell you that Facebook. I bitched, and how Oscar? The best way we can describe this problem was on my news feed when I would go on Facebook. I would probably get 3 posts.
Yes.
Total.
You were limited.
And it froze. So when I wanted to really enjoy a thread or get deep into a news feed.
I
was stymied.
Yes.
And because of that stymiedness.
Word.
Stymied.
You were stymied.
I was stymied and I wouldn't be able to get on a news feed and see what, there are times, as Rob Spiewak could tell you, that you can linger on a Facebook news feed for hours.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You can go through one after the other, and then sometimes you dive into a thread.
That's right.
And sometimes you check out another person's page, and sometimes you go check your mail.
It's called bunny trailing.
There are two things that I couldn't do. I couldn't open a news feed and read any significant number of posts, and I couldn't open my mail without going through this kind of convoluted way of doing it, and I certainly couldn't
see... When you say mail, you mean your messages.
My messages, your direct messages within Facebook. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do that, and it was driving me nuts, and I bitched about it. Oscar heard me bitch about it more than anybody else.
I actually worked I worked on it personally.
You worked on it personally.
We took it to the Apple store. We actually contacted Facebook corporate.
Yes.
Yeah, we had that huge rally.
Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
People had torches.
Remember that?
I do.
We had a retreat.
That's right. We put a stink bug in a jar.
We put a stink bug in a jar and watched it die. A slow, cruel death.
That's right.
And this went on and on.
Suffocated.
Now, last week, there was another big internet scandal. It wasn't the Target thing, but it was the Yahoo hacking.
That's right.
Where Yahoo got hacked, and Oscar came in and was very adamant, saying, "Get out!" Or was it Pony?
Pony hacked into Yahoo.
Pony hacked into Yahoo.
That's what he did.
Oscar says, "You better change that password right now."
It turns out that for the overall Yahoo site, the password was 12345, and he was able to get right in.
Now, I've never had a password. I don't want to talk about passwords, okay?
Okay.
Because there are people out there that are, their ears are pricked up right now.
That's
right. You know that. And I emphasize the P word.
Even the stink bug is listening.
Exactly. He's going, password?
What?
Password.
He said, why am I feeling so sleepy?
So Oscar has a theory that, you know, all I know is when I made that adjustment, which I hadn't done in a really, really long time.
Nonsense,
forever.
Mike. I know that,
that may have been the reason that it got, but how would Yahoo be tied into Facebook?
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, know this. Mike O'Mara changes all of his passwords.
Daily.
Weekly. Daily is silly. Yeah. But don't you have to have an email address tied to your Facebook account?
Yes. So but this is the thing with his email address and his and the way that Mike used Facebook. For example, right now if you went I think the common person went to their Facebook page, they said, "How many extensions do you have connected to your Facebook page?" And by extensions, I mean those little apps or you get into Farmville or games, anything like that. That's not, that's outside of Facebook.
Right.
Right.
I believe somebody that maybe the average, just a wild guess, even at most would be 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I went into Mike's page, he had over 106 extensions. Because when Mike sees a shiny button, he clicks on it.
Right.
And he loves to sign in.
Uh-huh.
And I think
He's connected.
Even after I cleared most of them out, the ones I did.
I believe he's putting me down.
No, what he's doing is he's celebrating it.
Oh, very good. Okay.
And then he's going to put you in a
jar. He's putting me down.
And then the one thing, stop putting me down.
Hey, what are you, Jive Turkey?
Jive Turkey putting me down.
The few extensions.
Shiny button. I've got your shiny button right here.
The few extensions that I did notice and I didn't delete because I didn't want to mess with your overall profile was your Yahoo extensions.
Okay.
So that's the only thing I can put together.
Well, all I know is sometime over the last couple of days, magically, suddenly I'm back to normal and able to, you know, to enjoy my FB.
Do you remember when you were cursing out the Apple Corporation?
Yes. Oh, I did the other day. You know what? Pony, when we were, what were we trying to retrieve? Should we go into all this detail, Pony, or is that a bad idea?
Maybe not.
Okay, maybe not. All right, anyway, we're having a discussion about it, and Pony says, well, you need to go to the Apple store. So on Friday, at 12:45, I ventured out to the Apple store, and here I was, foolish me, thinking 12:45, middle of the workday. I work mid-morning, and I'm done.
People's lunch hour.
And the lady, Mercedes, at the who is the, I guess, the security guard for the Genius Bar.
Yeah, and
comes
also, does she work the poll as well?
It was like,
the mailing Mercedes?
She looks at me, and she says, we have nothing until tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I just, I believe that I uttered an expletive.
Yes.
And I turned around and I walked away. Mm. And I realized that, so if you're going to now in the wonderful Northern Virginia area.
I got to make an appointment.
You have to make an appointment the day before. That's the best way to do it. Because
but now everything is working,
blue and tattooed.
Everything's working.
Well, yeah, except
so
for.
So I haven't been able to play this in a long time. You are.
No, I'm not.
The golden boy.
Trust me, I'm not.
Facebook.
Trust me, I'm not.
I can read my timeline.
No, but I still can't get that thing that we were talking about, Pony and Oscar and I, because I don't have a vital piece of information.
Dear Facebook.
You're going to be kidding me.
You left me for 9.5 months.
Yes.
And now you're back.
He stayed faithful.
Yeah, he did. You know, he could have gone to somewhere else.
Yeah, he could have done Friendster.
Yes.
I did stay faithful.
Yeah,
I did.
You could have gone to Penguin.
And now I am going to make an announcement.
Instagram.
for all of you that may have been waiting and waiting and waiting, there are still some of you out there.
Thousands.
That listen every day and have not been friended by me. And I know I hate to do it this way, but I'm not going back to the rear of the line. And I don't even know where the end of that line is.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you, if I am someone, I've got some space. I'm ready to friend you. I'm ready to top off my tank to 5,000. I got about 250 slots open.
Can I show you the line that started in 2008? Please, can I show you where to find it easily?
What, so I can get the people in order?
Yeah, because they've been waiting in a till, and like also in a queue.
You want to do it that way?
Yeah, I mean, it's fair to them.
Well, now everybody's going to send
me
a message
anyway. Let me offer you this. Leave at least 10 slots open. Because there's going to be times when
that's cruel, Rob.
No,
right
no.
There.
People are going to come to you, and they're going to be a reason that you want. What if you made a real life friend, and you wanted to add them? You
this
want
is
to
true.
Have that space.
Yeah,
you want to leave a little room.
Is
up
the
top.
Colonel up there? Is he a friend already?
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah, I think he is. Absolutely. I think I friended. I think I friended.
And the Mrs.
Colonel Colburn and Nancy Colburn. Right. I believe I friended.
They're
them.
Great.
They're very nice people. So you're saying that you could show me on this
easily.
Where, and I'd know who was waiting the longest.
Yes.
Yes, but you want
without having to go through everybody.
Make sure all the people
see.
Who,
yeah, look at them. No, hold everybody. On. I'd have to go through everybody.
Yes.
And also, if you go back that far, if you go back 6 years, you have to make sure they're still alive.
That's the way that works. See, it is a tedious process, and that's why I'm not going to let you C-block me.
Oh, my God!
The fact that I am asking you, if you have been waiting a long time, you know what? Here's how I'll do it. Send me a message and let me know if you've been waiting a while.
That's
and I'd be
fair.
Glad to
oh,
friend you.
Oh, boy, you know what? That's going to be fun for you. You're not going to have any messages to sift through.
I'd like to. And, you know, I'm going to do it very, very
and
rapidly.
And a phone number.
A phone number.
And 50 words or less about why you like
it. No, God damn it, no. We'll take a break. Come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show before you enjoy Fleetwood Mac. Damn it. Should I tight cue that a little bit better? Welcome back. The Mike O'Mara Show. You've tried streaming hit shows on your PC. Now it is time to start your free trial again of exclusive content in your living room, on your mobile device, and do it with Hulu Plus.
I love Hulu Plus.
With Hulu, you can get content on your PC. Hulu Plus lets you get it on everything. TVs, game consoles, Blu-rays, Apple TV, your smartphone, or your tablet. With Hulu Plus, you get your favorite content anywhere. Full seasons of wonderful shows. The aforementioned Downton Abbey.
Of course.
Even though we were doing Notting Hill and not Downton Abbey.
But we used the music from Downton Abbey.
Hulu Plus has our favorite show, Saturday Night Live, which we will do a review of Saturday Night Live and how we can improve it. But we still watch it
all
the time.
We want so badly to love it.
I love The Daily Show. And if I don't get a chance to see it because it's on at a weird time for me, I get my Daily Show on Hulu Plus. Also, the very, very popular Modern Family that everybody loves.
Mm-hmm.
All those great shows on Hulu Plus. And TMOS listeners can get an extended free trial right now.
When?
Right now.
Thank you.
Just click the Hulu Plus link at MikeO'MaraShow.com or go to Hulu Plus/TMOS. Always use lowercase. They asked me to tell you that. Control what you want to watch, when you want to watch it. The list is endless with Hulu Plus, and we thank them.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Just got to take care of one thing here before I go on with
what
the
is
news
Facebook,
you may not need.
Facebook messed up again?
No, I just got to check out Tony, my friend Tony, who sent me a message, the first one.
Tony Bloom!
Watching the show alive, and there it is. I get scared when there's that little delay.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, is it going back to the old way? Tony Hornsby?
Yes.
There you are, Tony. I'm going back in there right now.
Mm.
And
Anthony Hornsby.
You know what? Anthony's always been a classic name.
You like that?
Yeah.
You don't think it skews to Italian?
Because no,
if some of you think Tony, you're just one step away from Mario and Luigi.
I think Mark Anthony.
Oh, a
Tony?
Great singer, yeah.
Mm.
The friend request has been sent.
Oh.
And you know what about?
Welcome to the club.
He's been around a long time. This
yes,
Tony Hornsby's a good guy.
Yeah. How do you know that?
I know his name because his name comes up all the time.
It's his land. It's his world. I'm going to someday make it mine.
It's like a wonderland.
I'm going to make it mine, Spiewak. Anyway, a federal court will consider a bid to overturn Virginia's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage today after the state's attorney general said he would not defend it. The hearing in Norfolk is the latest in a series of state-based challenges of gay marriage, which has gained increasing acceptance in recent years. Two same-sex couples have asked a federal judge to strike down the state's ban on gay marriage. It's like welcome to 2014.
Yeah, hey Tony, with your recent drought, is this good news for you?
Are you happy about that, Tony?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, Tony Bloom.
I heard some loud crash
That's
outside.
What, yeah, so
I heard
did
it
I.
too. Yeah, it was probably the timing of this show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Mac. Hey, Mac, get in here.
Mac is standing on your dining room table with an axe.
Friend. Mac, come in here.
Something did crash.
What the hell was that?
Right into the mic. Please.
Just got home. I assume it was one of the gates.
No. Oh, the gates. Yeah. Okay, one of the gates upstairs. Yeah. Okay, very good. What did he say?
Carla just got home.
Oh, it's one of the gates. Okay, very good. Yeah. Anyway,
he said, "Do you like my orange hoodie?"
Two same-sex couples have asked a federal judge to strike down the state's ban on gay marriage or order it suspended. The hearing, which will include oral arguments, will be the first for the lawsuit behavior.
Yeah, it will.
A 4-year-old child has died after being pulled from a swimming pool on a Norwegian cruise line ship off the North Carolina coast. And the problem with this story is I've been digging and I can't find out the details other than, I guess they forgot he was in there.
Oh, my God.
A 6-year-old boy, also found in the pool Monday morning, was revived and was flown to a hospital. A Marine helicopter flew to the Norwegian breakaway 40 miles off Cape Lookout to pick up the child who survived. What a horrible story that this happened on a cruise ship. There was no word on the condition. A spokesman at the air station did not immediately return a phone call Tuesday, so we're going to have to look into this more. But it's a very, very weird story. And just, once again, a negative story about cruise ships. Yeah. It's very strange.
Very odd.
Philip Seymour Hoffman suffered from a chronic medical condition that required ongoing treatment. An admitted drug addict who first sought professional help more than 2 decades ago, Hoffman apparently succumbed to his illness with an overdose despite a return to rehab last March. We were talking about that. The father of 3 with a thriving career, he died Sunday with a needle in his arm, as Oscar mentioned. The New York City medical examiners are going to be conducting an autopsy to find out all the details, but I think we know what's going on.
And you know what's so sad about that is he really, truly loved his craft. I mean,
he loved stage work, too.
He would do stuff on stage that you'd never even hear about just because he loved to act.
And as Oscar mentioned, at least 4 dozen plastic packets were found in his apartment.
Wow.
And they believe those all contained heroin. Very sad. The FDA is using ads that depict yellow teeth and wrinkled skin to show the nation's at-risk youth the costs associated with cigarette smoking.
Mm. Really?
It's party time! Get up!
The federal agency.
Just cruel.
Is this the best day you've ever had, Pony?
It is the best.
The federal agency said Tuesday it is launching a $115 million multimedia education campaign called The Real Cost that's aimed at stopping teenagers from smoking and encouraging them to quit. Encourage you to watch these. Oscar says excellent.
Oscar does say excellent.
Correct.
Ads are going to run in more than 200 markets throughout the U.S., and the campaign will include ads on TV stations such as MTV, or networks such as MTV.
TV
it's not
station.
A TV station.
Hey, Mike, what's your favorite TV station?
And print spots in magazines like Teen Vogue.
Oh, I like Teen Vogue.
It'll also use social media, as we were discussing before. Grease star, this is for you, Rob, Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, still hot.
Headed to Las Vegas.
Oh.
Really?
65 years old. She's headlining a residency at, where's she going to be? The Flamingo.
I would go see her show.
The Donnie and Marie showroom is at the Flamingo. Where
she's playing the Donnie and Marie showroom.
That's right. Starting April 8th is when she's on stage. Dates are scheduled through the summer. Organizers say the show will feature Grease classics, including Hopelessly Devoted to You.
Good song.
You're the One That I Want.
Yes.
As well as Newton-John's independent pop songs. The show's going to be called Summer Nights.
You know who else plays the Flamingo every night at 10?
George Wallace.
The best 10 o'clock show on this trip.
We never made it. If you're someone who freaks out over people not performing live at events like the Super Bowl halftime show, this might fire you up. It concerns the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I saw this.
Flea and the Red Hot Chili Peppers didn't even bother to plug in their bass. That's what some people are saying.
Oh, yeah. No.
In fact, guitarist Josh Klinghoffer may have been playing air guitar as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a possibility that they're connected to some sort of a wireless amplification system.
But we would have seen the plug coming out of the pickup and
you
the
would
bass.
Have seen that it's usually like a wire that's
hanging and probably out there. A pack on his back.
There would still be a transmitter hooked up to the guitar's output jacks. That's
right.
What they said. They'd be wearing wireless packs as well.
I tend to think that they might have laid in the tracks for them, but the singing was live. That's the impression I got. I have not rewatched the halftime show yet, and it's hard to tell watching in a bar. Yeah. I'm going to give it an another look.
And they're also saying they may have been forced to do it due to the weather. That was, you know, they couldn't do the proper sound check, so they all laid
and
it down.
And if you have your shirt off, where do you put the mic back?
Exactly. This is true.
Between two pillows.
So maybe they were faking it. But, you know, I mean, don't they always fake it at the Super Bowl?
To a certain extent, yes. Right. Yeah.
And now a little something-something. I know the hot new trend is to pull a gun on anyone who sets foot on your property, but there's got to be some sort of line when it comes to who's threatening and who's threatening who.
Okay.
On Sunday, 59-year-old John Dodrill of Temecula, California, pulled a gun on a Girl Scout.
Oh, God.
Selling cookies door to door.
Man doesn't like cookies.
The girl knocked on his door. He opened it. He pointed his gun at her. So there are no boxes of Thin Mints for him. The girl's father saw this, fortunately, yeah. Called the cops. John was arrested on an assault with a deadly weapons charge. Many of you might know John by his alias, Mr. Chad Dukes.
Oh, no.
How dare you.
That's it. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob and the Magic Audio Ball. Right after. Chad, put the gun down. Right here on the Michael Mara Show. Share that with him tonight.
Oh, anyway, I'm sure.
Welcome back to
first
the
Michael
Mara
Show.
Hey, guess what Mike said?
Hope the commute was good.
Hey, seriously, I'm going to mention this on the show. I know that Chad's dad has had a rough spot, and
yes.
We want to send our prayers out to the family of Chad Dukes, and hopefully his dad's doing better, I hope.
Out of the hospital, I think going to go into a procedure. I don't have much more detail than that, but I talked to Chad this weekend, and he's in good spirits.
Good. Okay, so, well, that's
fingers
good.
Crossed.
We wish him the best. This segment of the program is brought to you by NatureBox. Just because you made a New Year's resolution to lose weight doesn't mean you're not going to get hungry.
Hungry?
But you can still snack smart. Just think NatureBox. NatureBox is a subscription service that has great-tasting, healthy snacks sent right to your door on a monthly basis. Delicious stuff, all designed to leave you feeling full and healthy. Plus, nothing at NatureBox has any trans fats, any high-fructose corn syrup, and there's nothing artificial. Wholesome ingredients, nutritionist approved. Check it out now at NatureBox.com. And NatureBox ships everywhere with free shipping in the continental United States. NatureBox has something for everyone. They have the five-bagger, the happy snacker, the smart snacker. They range from $19.95 all the way up to $49.95 if you want to get the super big one.
Something for everybody, Mike.
Each bag has multiple servings, and you can choose the snack or let NatureBox surprise you.
Who doesn't love a surprise?
Try your first order of NatureBox at 50% off using our code TMOS. That's naturebox.com, promo code TMOS, or click the Snacks Delivered tab at our website. Get a handle on your health and your hunger. Go to naturebox.com, promo code TMOS.
Thank you.
Let's open up the audio ball for today.
Oh, you usually give the date.
Today is February 3rd, 2014.
Fourth.
Thank you.
Fourth. That's why I didn't have it in front of me, but I'm... thank you, Obsessive Compulsive.
Well, I mean,
that.
It's just how we do the thing.
I understand, and if I don't do it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey, now it's closed.
No, it's open.
No, I can see it. It's clearly closed.
Nope, it's open.
Well, I can't play you anything. It's closed.
You
know,
we could pad all the way to the end of the show if you want.
Don't play this.
All right. You
thank
son
you.
Of a bitch.
All right. I want to brag on my daughter today. I really should have done this yesterday.
Okay.
I hosted a talent show at her middle school, and she was the third act in the second half of the show. And the thing is that Carrie and I, we'd heard her messing around. She played ukulele and sang a song. We heard her messing around on the ukulele, but she would not perform the song for us. And it was really tough for me to host this show. I mean, I can do a talent show standing on my head. It's a fun gig to do. But I was so worried about her going out there.
You're nervous
and
her.
Doing a good job.
Right.
I was beside myself. So I'd like to play you the introduction of the very nervous host. And then I'd like to play my daughter, who I believe knocked it out of the park, and I couldn't be any prouder of her. We've played her singing before.
He was wearing his fat Pee Wee Herman outfit.
I was wearing I was wearing a bow tie. Aww. Yes, I was. And Julia said that she actually liked the tie.
Okay.
And that's really all I really wanted to do, and this is the real truth. I didn't want to embarrass my daughter.
Here's a warning.
She's 13 now.
This is going to tug at your heartstrings.
It sure will. Here's the talented host.
Keep this story brief, because we all want to get home. But when I was asked to do this,
are they heckling
show,
you?
No, they yelled Julia.
The person I had to get permission from. Anyone out there have a 13-year-old daughter?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, start it again. Go ahead.
You can. I said, "Is it going to kill you if I host the talent show?" She said, and she said I could do it. And I was just backstage with her, and I said, "Don't worry, honey. I'm going to try not to embarrass you." She said, "Too late, you're wearing that tie."
So that laugh, huh?
Killing.
She's a seventh grader. She loves acting, photography, and she loves her parents. Oh, that was nice. Check her out in a couple of weeks in the show Grease. She has a solo, and I couldn't be any prouder of her. And to sing for you, here's my daughter, Julia Spiewak.
Barely made it through that.
Okay? Nice intro, though.
Yeah, barely made it through.
Did you introduce the other acts?
Everybody got about 45 seconds to a minute.
Okay,
yeah.
He remembers that stuff.
But is her. And so the curtain opens.
Right.
And it's just her with her ukulele. There's a mic on the ukulele and a vocal mic.
Try to keep it together, Rob.
And this was really tough for me to watch.
I was here, they are, back to school, ring the bell, brand new shoes, walk and lose, climb the fence. Books and pens, yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
So my head is about to explode backstage with
right.
tears and pride and everything. And I can only, you know, I don't thank Carrie for a lot of things, but
right.
I will thank her for not videotaping the payoff after the act, because it was all I could do
right.
to walk out there.
Right.
And I'll say in front of everybody, I'm so proud Yay. Of my daughter. She did a great, great job.
Yay.
And the thing about Julia is she's not an a-hole.
Mm-hmm.
But Jerry Seinfeld is.
Ooh, why? I love Jerry being an a-hole stories.
Because he's had this same act, the same sort of credo for years and years. We've given him crap about
that
this.
The audience is a child.
Exactly.
They
asked him if that bad Super Bowl promo was going to develop into something bigger as far as a Seinfeld reunion.
Right, which is a legitimate question, especially because he did nothing to diffuse
right.
the hype prior to the Super Bowl.
And what does he do? He's a jackass and makes us feel like we're all 5 years old.
Is this a way for you to test the waters and the
test
appetite
the
for
waters.
Something
oh,
bigger down the line?
God, no.
No?
No.
Nothing bigger
no
down the line?
No testing of waters. No appetite.
You don't like
no
water
appetite.
Testing?
No, I don't test water.
Okay. Okay.
I know people would want a reunion show. That's what I want. My theory of show business is do not give the public what it wants.
Fair enough.
That's why they're not in show business.
I hate him.
Yeah.
When he takes that
he
tone.
He takes it one. My theory of show business is don't give the public what they want. Funny, laugh. But then he goes, they're not in show business.
That's it.
Like me.
That's right.
Like me. Yeah.
He takes it too far.
Because he's a jerk.
He is.
And he's an insulated jerk who's had his ass kissed his whole life. And he never gets out of his little cocoon. And that's why Jerry is like he is.
Now he's becoming.
And it's it will get worse as he gets older.
Because he's becoming like another Jerry.
Oh, absolutely.
He is.
The
he
serious
really is.
Business of show.
And you know what? If you watch that Comedians in Cars is getting coffee, it's funny in spite of Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, absolutely.
That's
because he's really kind of a sour guy that doesn't
is.
When he's doing the ad-libbing, you know.
He's not an ad-libber.
No, he's not. His material is phenomenal.
But it's but also the thing about his material is very well road tested.
Right.
And always very, very rehearsed.
Mm-hmm.
He is not an ad-libber.
Yep.
I appreciate his stand-up. When his stand-up is great, it's great.
It's just like, you know, he was so amazingly successful because of the audience, and he seems to have forgotten that, you know?
Well, you know,
and he disses, like, the mass audience.
Well,
and
Mike,
it just
he now has
sense.
Millions and millions of friends, and they're sitting in a bank.
Yeah, exactly.
I've played you isolated vocals in the past. This is one, I think, that goes a little to a different direction. Are you familiar with the band Lamb of God?
No, I'm not.
They have a lovely record, and it's called Laid to Rest.
Christian rock band?
No.
Okay.
More of a punk rock band.
All right. Did you laugh at me, Pony?
No. Yeah. I'm
okay.
Sorry.
You laughed at me. I didn't know Lamb of God. Sorry.
I've never heard of it either.
Oh, you haven't? Why are you laughing at me?
Because the name is funny.
Because it's the first time we've made a joke that wasn't at his expense today.
There we go. Thank you.
Here's the isolated lead vocal from the song Laid to Rest.
Smother another failure. Lay this to rest. Console yourself.
Of course, it's much prettier when you hear the record, Mike.
Smother another failure. Lay this to rest. Console yourself. You're better alone. Destroy yourself.
Pretty.
Scary.
Stop that.
That is so
death metal?
Scary.
Yeah, I think that might be death metal.
That people are going to accuse us of playing that.
No. Now, here is a song that actually works. This surprised me. The great Elton John song, Rocket Man. You wouldn't think it would work as a bluegrass record.
Right.
But here's a very talented organization called Iron Horse.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me round again to find. I'm not the man they think I am at home. Oh, no. I'm a rocket man.
Great song.
I love bluegrass
Many different
music.
Styles. You can do a great song in a lot of different styles.
New thing at the PGA. They're not yelling, "You the man," anymore. Now, maybe not so much since Sunday, but now they're sort of doing a tribute to Peyton Manning.
One of the more difficult assignments here.
Tiger!
That's a 7-iron.
Omaha! Just tweak a draw.
Do you think they'll still yell Omaha after that embarrassing performance
Jesus.
On Sunday?
Who knows? But I mean, I'm still trying to digest how that even happened and why the Denver Broncos were in a coma for that entire game.
Yeah.
And I think people are going to be dissecting that one for a very, very long time.
And we close with my favorite Letterman making fun of Leno. Because
okay.
it's Leno's last week. You know?
Big news in the world of late-night comedy, ladies and gentlemen. Jay Leno is his last week. It's Jay Leno's last week.
Wow.
Yeah. And also, it's the beginning of the Winter Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two events that happen every 4 years.
That's your magic audio book. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
Man, you know what? I'm thinking about Jay and thinking about Dave. And really, ultimately, Dave kind of was the last man standing, right?
Dave always wins.
Dave always wins.
And everybody gets a podcast.
For all the technical support questions you want answered, contact our main man, Matthew Bloom, Ponyboy at MikeOmaraShow.com. All correspondence for the show can be sent to TMOS, Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And remember, the official TMOS e-voice line is open at 800-440-8167. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Hulu Plus. Yes, Hulu Plus. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch anything, anytime, anywhere. Try it now and get a cool special deal, a free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Remember, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.